another kind of anger. However, there is another kind of anger that is deeper and more personal. It is caused by bitterness. It is rooted in the very essence of the spirit. It is the constant seepage of an ugly soul. You will remember that we discussed how some women practice being mad, bitter, like angry musicians practicing the piano, until their very souls, without any thought or effort, strike notes of discord. This bitter, mad kind of anger is not as common in men as it is in women, but it is dominant in some relationships, and it is important for you as a wife to learn how to respond to your man if he shows tendencies toward it. To respond correctly, you need to keep in mind the two different kinds of anger, the causeless anger that we just discussed, and the anger that springs from bitterness over issues. It is common for wives to be the cause of their husband's bitter anger. They talk and talk about some problem in the family, community, or the church, until their husband finally gets stirred up and becomes very angry with them. To the normal, talkative wife, it was just something to discuss, but suddenly the man becomes angry, and the whole thing gets out of hand and scary. I write about this because it is so common to find the wife complaining about her husband's anger, even while her words are stoking the fires of his wrath. If your husband is quick to take offense at his neighbors or at the people at church, or if he assumes that everyone is out to get him, or they are talking bad about him, then he has an anger problem rooted in bitterness. Your first concern should be to ascertain your part in the problem. Only then can you help your husband to think clearly about it by ceasing to fuel the flames of his anger. Once you are able to recognize the source of his anger and the contribution you make in words and attitude, you can make changes that will stop fanning the flames and allow him to cool down. Learn to think and speak well of all people. Practice looking at the good in people. Print Philippians 4:8 on a card and put it in a conspicuous place where you can read it frequently. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. Do not allow your mind to consider the evil of others. Love thinketh no evil. 1 Corinthians 13:5. Remember the 40,000 thoughts a day. Don't think critical and judgmental thoughts about others. And never speak derogatorily about others in your husband's presence. It can be the trigger to flare up his wrath toward them and toward you and toward the kids. It is also destructive to the peace that ought to pervade your home. Never let your mind be carried away by reacting in criticism when he is telling and retelling a story of what someone said about you. When you see he's getting worked up, remain calm and objective, and encourage him to see the good side. Don't lecture. Just be an example of how to respond in forgiveness and peace. Do not confuse sympathy with encouragement. If you feel sorry for his hurt feelings and sympathize with him, you will only add fuel to his emotional fire. I have seen many couples' relationships develop into something sick. They become partners in persecution, welcoming outside rejection so they can draw closer in their bitterness, shutting the cruel world out until they even become suspicious of each other and fight to their emotional death. In almost every church, you will find couples dropping out from time to time because the wife got her husband worked up over small issues until his bitterness and anger drove him out of the company of those hypocrites. They complain about the pastor or his children or something the deacon's wife said. The wife runs to her husband with every real and sometimes imagined report of gossip about them. The wife sometimes complains that no one bothered to greet us Sunday, or when I was in the hospital no one came to see me, or there is a clique at church and they don't like us or our children. The husband is made angry enough to do something just to get some peace. This road leads to the destruction of the children. In time, the wife becomes a martyr, speaking in quiet tones of her suffering at her husband's hands. She resists his discipline of the children and protects them from his anger. The children grow up embittered and withdrawn from Christian fellowship. The wife goes to women's groups and seeks prayer for her husband, where she is honored as a woman who must endure much. She has made her bed of self-pity and has learned to enjoy its sick pleasures.